You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning! Happy Monday to you on a beautiful day and a beautiful time of the year. Isn't this the greatest time of the year? Is there any place that would have like this type of weather and stuff like 12 months a year?
Nah, we'd all be there.
I know.
But they had a thing came out on the healthiest places to live, or where, you know, what we're on the clock. What did it say? 78, 79 for people that were born? No, no. I'm talking about age.
Oh, age.
But anyway,
I got 2 weeks.
Where you live the longest, and some places.
There's places like Italy.
Oh, yeah. There's only one city in the United States that made that top 10
list. Don't tell me.
Okay. One place in the United States, but you're right, Italy's in there, Spain.
I think somewhere in Greece.
The Netherlands.
Greece.
You know, Netherlands. But the study, and the guy tells you, this is how I did my survey, but, you know, obviously.
Oregon.
To live to be 88 is no fun if you're in a nursing
home.
But to be 88 and still be in the yard gardening.
I'm going to say someplace on the West Coast.
I'm saying Oregon.
It's west.
Yep.
Idaho.
Denver.
Yep.
Denver?
It's Boulder.
Boulder.
But, I mean, the guy said their health care is great. And because of all the trails and hiking, it's not like a special thing. It's just, it's a culture.
It's there. That's what you do.
It's a culture. Everybody does it. They bike it. Very healthy. And I guess they're really into like good food, like non-processed food.
I could see that.
The vendor is going to supply what the people want. And if you got a group of people that want that, you get more and more. So, but I
never been there. You ever been there?
A little bit, not to Boulder. Too bad that we only had one city, you know, in the world.
For the whole country?
We only had one, you think. Mm. But I would have thought West Coast for sure.
Yeah.
But that Idaho, that's Boise. Some of the cities are
Sun
awesome.
Sun Valley.
Coeur d'Alene.
Sun Valley, Idaho. Yeah. If I win the lottery, I'm moving to Sun Valley, Idaho.
Man.
The problem is it's so outpriced, people. It's like one of those catch 22 things. It's such a phenomenal place. All the people that got the money move there. Okay. Because all the people that have the money move there. The rental rates, everything went so sky high, they can't get people to take care of those people.
Right.
I mean, that's literally the problem there.
Two things, you're right. That one is rich people, that's just a beautiful, beautiful place to live.
Unbelievable. But phenomenal.
When people with money and COVID and working out of home, they're like, I don't have to be in this city. I can go somewhere else.
Yeah.
And then they
picked
Coeur d'Alene or that whole area up there, and that's beautiful.
It's amazing. Twin Falls, or excuse me, Sun Valley, Idaho is the most beautiful place I personally have ever been in the world. Honest to God.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
I'd have to think about that, but yeah.
I remember interviewing Ernest Hemingway's son, John Hemingway. He was president of the Wood Creek Ducks Unlimited. They were just
normal
guys. I saw one of the daughters skiing there one day. I mean, they're just, and nobody gave them any hassle.
Right.
Just cool.
That's what's key about
Steve McQueen lived there then.
Yeah.
All those people.
Yeah.
I hung out with all the stars.
Yeah, you did.
Todd. Just,
And then they go back and they're like, you know, John Mino, I ran into him today.
So. Todd, you know who I interviewed one time at a celebrity ski thing there back in her day?
Susie Chapman.
Barbie Benton. You remember Barbie Benton?
Yeah, of course.
You remember Barbie Benton? No. Hugh Hefner's girlfriend?
Oh.
And she was a hee-haw beauty
girl.
For a reason. Yeah.
Didn't she resurface lately?
Yeah, for something.
She's suing him. Is that what it
is? Or is she dead now? Something.
No,
she was in the news recently.
Okay, maybe that could be it.
Got a text here from Snarky Brian. It says, greatest place to live. I thought it was Flint, Michigan in the 80s.
Right. Let's see. Unemployment was, 20-some percent?
Oh, God. Yeah. I didn't know anybody had a job.
Yeah.
Yeah. Vicky says, another week. Here we go. Good morning, all. Hello, Vicky. It's always nice to hear from our people early on, isn't it, though?
It is.
Beautiful weekend. Rain last night, which was actually kind of nice.
Yeah, it was a perfect weekend.
Felt really fresh.
Would you know, Saturday was like the perfect day. And I was so happy for all those kids that have graduation parties.
No question.
Or graduations, period. But we were up in Door County, and it was just on the lake. It was beautiful. Just barbecued. It was a lot of fun. It was a great day to spend on my birthday.
You can't. I mean, you can't beat it. No. What else did you do for your birthday?
Well, I started going. Went to a wake. Went to a funeral. To get that out of the way. Had breakfast with some friends, and then at some old college buddies. We all got together in Door County, and that was fun because it's fun when you don't see people for a while. But when you get there, and it's like the exact same.
Yeah.
We had a lot of fun. That was a good time.
That's great to get together, old people. Like,
yes.
That's what I hope I can make to my class reunions in 1 month. I don't know if I'll be able to make it or not.
We're talking about that.
Yeah.
Well, of course, we're that age, but there's a lot of 50. That's a big reunion.
What's the last time I'd see a lot of these people? I guarantee you, if I do make it.
Why? Because you're not going to go to the 60th or because people are going to die?
Yeah. We won't have
another. Oh, you guys won't have another one.
Well, I think this is only the second one we ever had in 50 years.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, that's what it is.
Donna, we were talking about that yesterday, and hers is next year, but she signed up to be on the committee. And I think you'll even enjoy it more when you're on stuff. So I'm like, actually, I wrote the email for her. I'm like, look, you guys, let's have, the Dick Clark Award. You know, who looks close to the... then I said, well, you know, who traveled... Everybody does. Who traveled the furthest?
Right.
Who's got the most grandkids?
Right.
Then I put in parentheses, you know, you could really make it fun and... Well, who's done the most time? Well, drunk driving 3 days. Boo. I've been in longer than
that's
that.
That's nothing. I like that. By the way, I'm on a health kick. You know that.
Oh, yeah.
So you know what I made the other day? Well, we talked about this a little bit. I actually made the cabbage soup.
Oh.
Remember we're talking about cabbage soup?
Yeah.
So I made the cabbage soup. You know what else I put in it, Todd? You'd be so proud of me.
What's that?
Quinona.
Quinoa.
Yep.
Quinoa. That's right.
And I put some of that in there.
Yeah.
And it's great. But you know what the problem? Okay, this is no lie. So I'm thinking, oh my gosh, this is like a fat burner. This is unbelievable. So I ate like the next morning, I gained like 5 pounds. I'm not even joking.
Wow.
I stepped on the scale, it's like 218. It's like, I gained 5 bleeping pounds.
No, I went off this weekend. The only thing I made that was healthy, cauliflower.
Yeah.
You know, seasoning and oil and that, and then baking it. That was good.
That's good. I like that, actually.
Actually, that was really good. But then I made baked beans for our party, and then I made ribs, and it just wasn't.
They got a thing down at where Dom used to work in Kohler. It was a thing of grilled cauliflower with something. Phenomenal.
It is. That was.
I mean, nobody really wants to eat cauliflower for the sake of eating cauliflower.
And it's kind of a weird thing because you break it off, and some of the pieces are big, some aren't. It's like, yeah.
But when you do a little something extra to it's incredible.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
That's great. But I ate, it's like, you know what I don't have? You know what I do not chromosomal I'm missing?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, one of them.
Okay.
Todd.
What?
Portion control.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm reading about something like, how did I just put on 5 pounds eating a gallon of cabbage soup?
And quinoa you have to be careful of.
It's got a lot of carbs.
It does. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. It's like rice and all that kind of stuff.
It's like 38 carbs per serving. It's like,
for what?
Oh,
quinoa. Oh, yeah. I was thinking that cabbage is great for you.
I know, but I got to hold off on the quinoa.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm putting together a... putting together a shake today that's going to be unbelievable. I'll bring you guys some. It's the juice of life. It's the Johnny juice of life. Want me to tell you what's in it?
Sure.
Blueberries.
Yep.
Pistachio seeds. Pistachio nuts.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Cantaloupe.
All right.
Bananas.
Yeah.
Greek yogurt.
Okay.
Little bit of honey.
Mm-hmm.
Protein powder.
All right.
And tang.
Why? Now, my question is, why would you need the tang? A little sweetness?
Well, you make it a little more fluidy.
We got the...
A little more fluidity.
Put water in.
Fluidity. What's that?
But what? No, the tang.
Well, tang, it's all mixed. It's like the juice. It's like juice.
So you've already made tang.
Yes.
You're putting that in.
Yes. Not just flavoring.
That makes more sense. All right. That.
I'll bring you guys some tomorrow.
You know, if you look at the cost.
I'll bring you some? A little bit.
You can try.
I'll make it on air. I'll bring it here. I'll make it on air.
All right.
Give it to
Can I bring my blender in here? Put it in the studio? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
Tomorrow morning. People, tune in tomorrow morning. It could be life-changing.
It'll be kind of like watching Spencer Nolan Young do a painting, because when John turns that on, boom, the entire
same
room.
Same thing.
Yep.
Same thing.
Splatter paint.
All of our guests tomorrow, I'll save enough for them. Everybody gets a little bit of Johnny juice tomorrow.
This is so weird. The texts are coming in. Our guests are canceling for tomorrow.
What? Yeah. What's going on with that? What's going on tomorrow?
I don't understand why.
Spike, no, don't cancel. Sean, don't cancel.
Guys, come on, man. I'm saving your lives here. Jeez. Come on.
All right, we'll try that. I have to find that calendar when we first started. It's coming up on 2 years.
Which I can't.
No, I know.
I was 232.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, not wow, because you
and you
lost
weren't too far from that, right? Was it 220 something? 227?
I thought 228. No. I've never been.
Are you
ever,
sure?
A positive. Never been that high. But it's good. So I had a goal for my birthday.
Yeah.
And I was in within 0.8.
Nice
that's
job.
That's awesome.
That's almost that's not even a pound.
That's awesome.
Now, back to where.
Thank you for that information. Hey. That's not even a pound.
Okay, let's be honest.
So
let's
be honest.
Like, ye cast the first stone right. Who doesn't do this.
No.
Step on a scale and you see like 213.4 and you pee and you step back on the scale again. Totally. True or false?
Everybody does that.
Thank you.
So, but we have a goal for July 4th. Didn't we say that on the
air? Yeah. Okay. Yep.
What is yours?
207, because then I would be 40 pounds down in 4 years.
Nice.
Okay. Mine will be July.
Well, July it was 4th. The start of the exact start of COVID, because that's where I got my hip replaced. So March.
March of 2020?
That'd be March of 2020. So it was actually on my birthday, basically, when COVID started, because I was sitting there to watch the high school and college basketball tournaments, and all of a sudden they're clearing the arenas. So I remember that.
Yeah, yeah. Mm.
So from that day on.
Okay.
So I'd be down 40 pounds if I can do that.
I don't know where I was. Well, if it's 167 plus 40 is 207, so that's more than 40, because I was higher than 207.
Yeah, you were. I still thought you were 228. I don't know why. 224? Gotcha.
And you had to have been in the two teens.
You were
teens.
In the 220s.
I was in the two teens for
maybe
sure.
Maybe 217?
Yeah.
219.8.
Which is less than a pound.
And that's right. And that was after you peed.
I'll find that today. I said I was going to do that this weekend.
Right.
I was at work this weekend. I didn't look
all right.
For that. All right. I'll find that. But we're going to have a goal then for Todd. You're hitting your goals.
I'm already, kind of there. I'm hovering.
Nobody likes a bragger, Todd.
Well, he didn't say anything about it. Just, you know, but I don't.
I got to ask you something. I'm not going to say what I said.
His Ozempic is.
So the other day I had another homeless person come up to me. At least I assume they're homeless. What should I tell them? Because I'm not going to give them money. I'm just not. Because it's probably going to go, no disrespect, whatever. But when they're coming up to your window and knocking on the window, you know, where should I direct them?
To us.
Okay.
There's so many places, John. If they got kids. Boom, Freedom House.
There's just a lady by herself, middle age, just whatever. It's like, I don't know what to do.
Golden House. There's House of Hope for her. Our place too. But that's what,
because that's the second one in what, like two weeks now that I've told you I've had. Remember that guy?
Yeah.
Over in that same part of town. It's right over here, that same part of town. And I wish I had like a card or something to give them, or a number, or they don't have cell phones.
That's a good idea, really.
Something.
I was just going to say, Jim,
has
that's a great
in your
idea.
Car?
Yeah.
With a bunch of numbers.
Right.
With-
yes. Saying, look, and this is who we're for, because people come to our place with kids. That's not
that's
us.
The, okay, that's but, the th- actually, that's the third one recently. Human. Remember I had that one at the post office up there in Monroe. Then the other one, I bought two blocks away in Monroe. Remember that guy?
I do.
Who was, I think he was looking to roll me.
Well.
And then that lady, this weekend. No. So it's three of them right in that same area. What?
Just, it's Monday morning at 6:19 and we're using the term, he was going to roll me.
He's going to roll me. The guy's going to roll me. Just, but you're right. I mean, there's services out there.
That's what I mean. But I literally
connected.
Would like to have
But if they came in from out of town, John, they don't know that.
I know. That's what I mean. So where should I direct them?
Yeah. That's a good idea to get that. Thing to put in your car,
right?
In a glove compartment, just take it out. You know,
right.
We'll
like
plasticize
a business card.
It. Maybe. A business card, yeah. Or plastic it so that they have it in the glove compartment.
Absolutely,
say, hey, look.
I would love that. Because there's
so
a lot of them, and they're all really coming out now.
I like that.
So
John.
Yeah,
okay,
right.
I'm on it.
All right, we're gonna set a quick break. Get it started here on a beautiful Monday morning. Mine or the mayor. No was all he said.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Take a load for free. Take a load off Fanny.
And take a load off me.
You know why I chose that song?
No.
It's called The Weight from the band, right?
Was.
You guys were talking about your weight.
Did you see that documentary that they did with them? It's called The Last Show or something?
I did not, no.
They were awesome back in their day, weren't they, though? I mean, they had a great run. But they weren't really top 40 at all, huh, Todd?
Not really.
Kind of just below that sort of.
Yeah, I think
more indie almost.
Yeah.
Check out the Tonys last night?
No, I did not. Okay. You know what I mean? No, I watched it.
All right, we'll move on.
I watched a basketball game.
I would have bet money on that one. I would have bet money on that.
I don't know that.
Did you see the George Clooney thing? Wasn't that on Live, Todd? The Edward R. Murrow
play? He got interviewed by 60 Minutes. Wait, no.
But I think it aired live last night, didn't it? The whole play? I was reading about it this morning.
I doubt it. Really?
I think it did.
I think that's like $500 a ticket. I can't believe. And that's relatively new.
Well, they did that with Hamilton a couple of years ago.
Yeah, but Hamilton had, yeah.
I don't know. I would have watched that.
Me too.
Yeah.
Wow. The whole thing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It is a beautiful Monday morning in Green Bay, 55, and Appleton, 59, Oshkosh, 54. Forecast mostly cloudy with some showers and storms. High in the lower 60s or 80s, does that say? 60s. All right. Today is Donald Duck Day. How much money did the guy that created Donald Duck make?
Right.
Not a lot.
No?
You ever?
Is that Mel Blanc that did that?
He did the voice.
Yeah, that's.
Did he do that or Bugs Bunny?
Well, he did Bugs Bunny for sure. But I mean, God, that guy was
read
funny.
Read about Walt Disney. Woo, was he a tough guy to work for?
Yes, I love reading about those super rich people.
Oh, my lordy.
The guy that put a phone booth in his house because he needed people to pay. And then the other guy that charges kid for ransom, he goes, I don't know, 10 grand, 100 grand, whatever it was. But then he's like, no, I can't do that. I got seven kids.
Yeah, I mean, some of these guys that created some of these characters that, and he just took them, and it's like, it's mine. Yeah.
So does everybody have that uncle that, don't you see somebody that talked like Donald Duck?
Everybody's got that guy, right? Everybody's got that one guy.
Thanksgiving.
Everybody's got that one guy. It is rhubarb pie day.
Love it.
Not a huge fan. A little too tart for me. Todd?
Add sugar.
Todd's always the voice of reason.
Add enough sugar, you're okay.
That's what I mean. You got to add sugar.
Love it.
But, and you have to admit, Jim, if they don't do enough sugar.
He's right.
Yeah.
Can I tell you a story about Lisa Hale one time?
Yes. You can always tell us Lisa Hale stories.
So,
because they're always good stories.
I was living in Mississippi. That's where I met Lisa. And she had a Thanksgiving celebration, right? Because I didn't have family. She didn't, whatever. So went over to her place. She made a rhubarb and strawberry pie.
Okay, now that sounds, you know, when you mix it with something like rhubarb, apple, whatever, that okay.
Sounds good, right?
Yeah.
So it was on the table along with the turkey and all the food, right? Lisa is not a very good cook.
You can't say that.
I can. Oh, I can.
Are you sure?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she's not. And if she's listening now, she knows exactly what I'm talking about. Oh. The pie was a little moist.
Okay.
There was a lot of juice in it.
Yeah. Okay. Soggy crust?
We had taken out a piece of pie. I looked over on the table, and the cat's sitting up there licking all the juice out of the pie. So now I call it. Lisa just texted me. She said, stop.
Wow. So the cat liked it.
Like I said, there are no such things as bad Lisa Hale stories.
Wow.
They're all good. Wow. Nice. It is Loneliness Awareness Week. You know what? That's a serious thing.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding, John?
And we were talking about thriving.
Smoking.
You talk about thriving, you know, when they say, you know, a person loses their thriving to live or whatever, to thrive. Well, that's a huge thing, is with the loneliness aspect of it.
Absolutely. That's.
You know what was one of the most heartbreaking things I used to do? And this is no lie. When I used to be a flower delivery guy, and you'd walk into one of those homes, and you're carrying these, and you're walking on the hall, and all these ladies are sitting out there in wheelchairs looking at you like, are those for me? And you have to walk by them, and, you know. And then you bring them to the one room that has like 12 different, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
bouquets, and these other women have nothing. Right. And every time you go there, you see these same women sitting there like that.
And then the lady with the guilty kids has all the flowers.
Yes, that's exactly right. Or it could be like my mom, who was so disgusted that I bought her artificial flowers and my niece put them in the drawer.
That just doesn't sound like a mom.
I still remember her.
I know.
That was always her matter. Oh, Johnny bought those. Just put them, throw them away.
Because, Jim, not all of our moms were like your mom. You know?
It'd be in a vase.
I was afraid she of my put, mom my most mom, of my life.
My mom would put those flowers in a vase with water.
Yeah.
Even though they're artificial.
Oh,
she would
really?
Do that. I bet you she would. I don't know. I'm asked her. I'm going to ask her after the show because, you know, she's listening. So I would assume that. I don't, but then again, we never bought her artificial flowers, John. So.
Well, I just thought, you know.
All right. Less upkeep, right?
Yes.
There you go.
Thank you. John's they look so real.
Preventive maintenance.
I'm not kidding. They are the most realistic looking flowers ever made. I mean, it's amazing you can buy at Snyder Drugstore, Nagani.
Well, you've been to my house, but we had window boxes.
Yeah. Those are fake, right?
Well, they weren't but what a pain those are to water them, to keep them, you know.
If you have real ones.
Yeah, and I've had that for a while.
Okay,
but I went with the.
I watched this show. I really like it. This couple, married couple, they do homes, rehab homes.
Hometown?
In Mississippi.
Hometown.
Yes.
Yep.
And the one girl, you know, she's like, hey, I just love your window box out there. How do you keep those flowers? So just. They're fake.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Remember that you see that?
I watch it every week.
Oh, my God. I love that show. Aren't they cool?
They're great. Great people.
My girlfriend is coming back with a show.
She's my girlfriend.
She's my girlfriend. No. Nicole Curtis?
I've been watching the last couple of weeks, catching up on her old shows, getting ready for it. June 26th or something, she's back. No.
We're getting her on the show. I had her on my show before, okay?
Did you?
You know where she used to spend her summers? In the UP.
I believe that.
In Munising. She's from Michigan.
Yeah.
And they used to go to the UP all the time.
She's my girlfriend.
No.
That's why I'm doing all my windows this summer, because I started watching
she's
her
coming
again.
Over.
Hey, was it a little freaky though? She was still breastfeeding your kid when he was like 9? Remember that?
No.
Look it up. Todd, you can look this up.
No.
Wishful thinking.
I'm just saying.
Can I be your son?
Mommy.
Oh, yeah. Our Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest is still going on this week. Your daily chance to win a pair of Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets or $100 cash. And, of course, you also go into the drawing for the grand prizes, a Wisconsin Dells area vacation or Door County vacation. We've got the keyword coming up later on this morning after 7 o'clock with John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much.
To Mino and the Mayor.
Welcome back. Happy birthday, Johnny Depp, 62 years old. You know, when they shot that movie in Oshkosh, a lot of people said he was cool.
He was very cool.
Big tips.
Yes. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Went around to places, hung out with people.
Signed autographs downtown. Yeah.
That's absolutely good to hear, isn't it? Versus, you know, the other way you hear about guys. Natalie Portman, 44. Man, when she was like 12, she was in such a good movie. Was it called The Professional? Mm-hmm. Do you remember that one?
Yeah, The Professional.
I loved that guy.
She was amazing.
Wasn't she great?
With Jean Reno.
Oh,
He was the assassin.
Great movie. And what's his name? Gary Oldman, who always plays bad guys.
He's great, too, in that movie.
Oh, good movie. Underrated movie. Michael J. Fox, 64. Boy, that poor guy, huh?
Yeah, but boy, he had a run, though. I lived out in L.A. during the 80s. We're obviously very similar in age. And he was just, people were following him. And just, his life was, like, great.
Great.
Like,
unbelievably
great. And, you know, this whole Parkinson's, right? Is that it?
Yeah.
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 Man, poor guy. And see him now. It's like, wow.
Yeah, I know.
He is.
64. Yeah. Brittany Merlot, how are you?
Good morning. I'm fantastic. How are you guys doing?
Good. Let me guess. Okay. So, Michael, do you know Brittany? Michael Friedman in the house, Simple Life Hospitality. And here's a guarantee.
Okay.
You had a good weekend, right? Had a nice weekend?
I had a great weekend
Todd
in Chicago.
Todd had a nice weekend. Yeah. Jim had a nice weekend.
Yeah, I was in Chicago.
Let's just see who's cooler. Hey, Brittany, what'd you do this past weekend?
You know, you're going to lose today because I was actually sick last week, so I didn't do anything
this
weekend.
Climbed Rib Mountain and kayaked down the Wisconsin River and then biked back home.
Repelled off a mountain. See, now, Brittany, if you would have been a little bit to learn here, if you've been more like Johnny, we just made something up right away. Say, this is what I did. But anyway, how you feeling?
I know, but... You know, I just had to be transparent and honest with you.
There you go.
What I wanted to do was actually go mountain biking. You know, I got that fat tire bike we always talk about and stuff. So I got it all pumped up and ready to go, cleaned, new brakes and everything on it. And then I got sick. So I just watched it sit in the garage. I did clean the garage a little bit this weekend, but nothing fun and cool like I usually do.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you this. So when you say mountain biking, like what would be considered? I mean, now you got Rib Mountain, but what do you consider that kind of biking? In Wisconsin. Because, I mean, like, we're talking about Colorado, where that stuff is so big, so huge, and you know, that's real mountains. But how about in Wisconsin?
I would go with a single-track trail. Or if it's anything that's like a dirt or gravel trail, then you could consider it mountain biking. But my favorites are the single-track, or it's those skinny trails through the woods where pretty much only you and your bike can fit through it, where you're weaving in between rocks, you're weaving in between trees, and it could get dicey at times, and you got to have some skill to get through.
Those trails, Brittany, does the municipality figure that out, or is that just done by people using it?
Usually clubs. So the people using it in clubs, you know, maintaining
they
and
make
making
it.
Sure that the trails are, yeah.
So is it only one way then? I mean, because if somebody was coming your way, would it be tough to get around each other?
It is both ways. Some tracks have you go a certain way the whole time, but most of them are both ways. So you kind of just have to pay attention. Like, same thing with snowmobiling, right? And ATVing out on those trails. You go around the corner, someone else could be going around that same corner. So
that's what I mean.
Stay in your lane. Be careful. Look ahead if you can. That's kind of the thing that you got to do.
That's got to be an amazing cardio, fat burning, the whole thing put together, huh? Doing that.
Forget the gym. I hate gyms.
Yeah.
No offense. I mean, they're helpful, but I'd rather be outside doing something. So, yes, the best cardio. That is my favorite in the summer to do, to burn the fat. And then in the winter is cross-country skiing. That's another cardio burner. Amazing.
I know. I do it a lot.
Activity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had
quiet.
Why do I not believe that?
Turn Michael's mic off. We got snarky Mike. We got snarky Brian and snarky Michael.
I was doing cardio lifts this weekend, sitting outside in Chicago.
How many ounces?
18 to 20 Whoa, ounces each.
Having some gin and juice this weekend.
Gin and juice this weekend. It was amazing.
Hey, I'll be honest with you. I felt kind of I'm not sure what term I should use this, but I stopped at Quick Trip the other day, and it's like I haven't been drinking hardly at all. They told me not to drink after the surgery type thing, but it's like sometimes you just on a nice night you feel like a beer, you just feel like a cold beer. So I was gonna go buy one can of Bud Light, okay, at the Quick Trip. That doesn't sound bad, right? Doesn't make it worse. I bought the Tall Boy.
Oh, yeah. I was gonna say that's what they sell. Yeah,
I felt a little.
Did you?
But that's okay. Yeah, you know what I mean?
You felt bad for buying it, or you felt bad afterward?
I felt
felt good after drinking it.
Yeah, it was fine. But you know what I mean? It's like, that's what, like...
No, no shame,
okay,
John. No shame. Right.
But you're not the only one who buys those there.
Right.
And I remember when they got there, when they came to Green Bay and opened up that store, and, you know, a little concerned about alcohol. We're like, you can't sell singles. And they're like, oh, then we ain't open our store.
Well, I think, I want to say it's like 24 ounces.
Right.
They are. Yeah. And,
was that Colt 45? That was
very
popular.
Yeah, Colt malt liquor?
Oh, yeah, that's what it was.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, yeah.
Give me a can of the bull, we used to say.
And that was good? You didn't drink it in a paper bag walking home, did you? Or did you go home? What'd you do with it, John?
It was plastic. Hey, Brittany, hey, somebody's complaining here, our man Terry. Is July going to be our only summer month in Wisconsin, Brittany? This June weather of 60s during the day and 50s at night is puke, Terry.
Puke, period.
I think that's what he said with his little emoji there, right?
Yeah.
I like it, to be honest with you, though, kind of. So what's it going to be like, cool. Brittany?
A little roller coaster up and down. Yeah, still cool, breezy today. Got chances for scattered showers and storms later on. Highs in about mid-60s. Then tomorrow, though, high pressure moves in. A lot of sunshine for tomorrow and Wednesday. We'll be in the mid-70s tomorrow. We'll climb to the low 80s on Wednesday. Perfect. But then another low pressure heads our way. So we go back to the upper 60s Thursday, Friday, and Saturday with more, of course, unsettled weather, chances for showers and storms. And then Sunday, we dry things out and warm things up back to the mid-70s.
Okay, so I don't want to be that guy. You know when somebody all of a sudden discovers a new hobby or whatever, whatever, and all of a sudden they're an expert and they keep telling everybody how great macrame is?
I know people like that.
Yeah. So I don't want to be that guy. Macrame. Where did that come from? How did that come from? Macrame. When's the last time you had macrame? Do you even know what macrame is?
Yeah, what is it?
No.
It's some in the 70s that all the ladies used to do.
Is it like sewing?
Yeah.
Kind of, but they make plant hangers with that.
Yeah.
Macrame.
Tying knots. Okay. Yeah. It's a big 70s thing. Yeah. They had clubs. But anyway, so then they'd espouse the benefit. So I got a little bit of skin cancer right now, okay? And the number one thing that you notice now, like just when I was walking back the other day and it's so beautiful out in the water, it's like, cover up, man. Put some, and the one thing they stress at the hospital or the thing I was at too, cloudy days, if you're on the water, you'll not know it. You're going to get burnt just as bad.
Oh, yeah.
So, and I know you spend a lot of time outdoors, Brittany, but it's like, now that I see that, you know, it's like, man, I never one time in my entire life had I ever put on, the only thing I'd ever use was baby oil and Hawaiian Tropic. I'd never put on sunscreen in my entire, I still have it in my entire life. And it's like, it does catch up to you.
Yeah. Oh, that's so scary. But you're right. You're right. I mean, the water reflects it.
Yep.
It doubles that for you. I'm not sure if it's actually double, but you know, it definitely
right. It compounds it. Yeah.
Yep.
That's one thing they stress. Everybody thinks to put on sunscreen in a sunny, hot day. Nobody thinks to put it on if it's a little bit overcast.
Yeah.
But if you're on the water, it comes back at you.
I never put on sunscreen at all.
And another one, I remember the worst sunburn I ever got was from skiing. Back, like I said, when I lived in, I know that sun reflecting off the snow, what that does to you.
And then you've got those raccoon eyes.
Yeah.
Because of the goggles.
Yeah.
We just got a text in from Brian who says, new weekend show, macrame with Mino.
There you go.
Everybody had an aunt or a sister-in-law somebody that did that. True?
We had all that stuff hanging in our house growing up, that 1970s decor. Loved it.
And it's usually like avocado green.
Yep. Or orange. Brown.
Yeah. No question. You too young for that, Michael?
No. I mean, I was born in 65.
Okay.
So, but I do remember it now that Todd was saying, you know, what it was.
Yes.
So,
put wood beads in it and stuff like that.
Right. I think we had an art class on that in high school, maybe.
Yeah. And you know, people that were really cool, Todd, they would have those chairs hung with a hook.
Oh,
those like wicker chairs in their living room. Remember those?
Yep.
Yeah. Remember those, Brittany?
No.
No, she doesn't remember.
I'll send you a picture later, Brittany.
So give us a great forecast, Brittany. A really good forecast.
Sunny and 70 for 3 months straight. How's that?
Nice. We'll take it.
We'll take it.
Absolutely. But Brittany, in reality...
No. Yeah, that's not going to happen. And then, you know that.
When it comes to the farmer's almanac, those people who look out far, they say it's going to be hotter than normal?
Yes, they do. Everybody's saying it's going to be warmer than normal. And we're not even in an El Nino or a La Nina. We're in an Enzo neutral pattern. So to be warmer than normal... And not in the El Nino is kind of, you know, different.
Hey, you know what I've noticed? There's more beach at places.
Even
Neshoto, there's more beach than a couple of years ago.
I thought the water was high.
I know. It seems like that one's gotten bigger. It's not like it used to be, but it's more.
Well, good.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome, man.
That's a beautiful beach, man. Yeah.
You know what, Brittany, this whole global warming, I'm not sure I'm as knowledgeable as a lot of other people, but something has changed. Because I've had allergies since I was a little kid. I mean, and got the shots and everything. You know, I've been, and this year, it's one of two things. It's either something hasn't grown that normally grows, or it's the stuff John gave me, this, not nasal crumb. I forgot what it's called. Anyway.
I don't think we should talk about sharing prescriptions on the air. I never did that. I didn't give you anything.
John, how's that Ambien working for you, John?
Not bad. Great dreams.
But anyway, I just think, I don't think allergy season has changed over the years, but man, I love it. I'm so glad it didn't hit me.
You're fine? Your allergies are good this year?
I'll be honest with you. I had it two days. Remember, Jim, we walked outside and I said, man, it's hitting. And it was the first day things bloomed. Haven't had a thing since.
Right. So.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I'm jealous. I have been struggling. I never had allergies my entire life. And now between the allergies, when everything started to bloom, I had to close all the windows and stay inside for a week.
I've been through that, take a shower. It just, yes.
Yeah.
Put cold compresses
it's like
on your eyes.
Fire smoke.
That's, I'm sorry you're going through that. It only lasts about 25, 30 years. So.
Yeah. You know, my eyes just get that. They used to tell me to put tea bags, dunk tea bags totally. And put them on your eyes.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah, I did all that.
I have an eye serum that I use. I have a balm every morning, an eye balm.
Do you?
Yeah.
Is it like a real thick, almost like a syrupy thing? Mm. That's what they gave me.
No.
Is it a roll-on?
It's a roll-on.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
really
nice. It's a roll-on, yeah.
And that's cool.
Yeah, it's just nice. It just, you know, tightens the skin up a little bit.
Oh, nice.
There you go.
Can I use it all over my face?
Yeah, me too. I'm using that. I'm using my honey tallow.
But it's a balm.
It's a balm.
Is yours a balm?
Mine's a balm.
A balm.
Oh, it's a balm.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Todd says I'm looking better.
I like that word, balm.
Balm. Right, Todd?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every day.
All right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, give us a forecast, please, Brittany.
One more time, Brittany.
All right. Breezy, mid-60s today. Chances for scattered showers and a few rumbles of thunder. Lots of sunshine tomorrow and into Wednesday. We warm things up. Mid-70s tomorrow. Low 80s on Wednesday, but then we fall back to the upper 60s Thursday, Friday, and Saturday with more chances for scattered showers and thunderstorms. The good news is none of them look strong to really severe because we don't have a lot of that heat and humidity here yet. On Sunday, it will be sunny, low 70s. So
beautiful.
Good end to the weekend.
We'll take it. Greatest nice. Month of the year that there ever mm-hmm. is. Brittany Merlot, you're awesome.
Thanks, Brittany.
Thank you, guys.
Thank
all
you
right.
so much. Take
Hope
care.
You feel better with all those
yeah,
allergies. I know she had that. That's too bad.
Got a text here. It's back in style. Lisa from Simple Life.
Macrame.
What's back in style?
Macrame.
Really?
Lisa says so.
I know. Yep. It's back in style. Well,
maybe
we talked about a lot
maybe
of stuff.
Lisa's doing it. I don't know.
Sarah says, I took a macrame class a year ago.
Why is it back in style?
Because it's cool.
Everything old is new again.
That's
yes.
true.
I know. That's true.
That
it is.
Absolutely.
It is.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I don't know that you'd have to make it if you want it. There's so much of that stuff at rummage sales.
It smells like cigarettes. It
smells like it,
cigarettes.
Smells like it, right?
We got to send her to a quick break. Michael Friedman from Simple Life Hospitality in the house. Back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, welcome back. Mine and the Mayor here on a beautiful Monday morning. 55 in Green Bay, 59 in Hampton, 54 in Oshkosh. Brittany Merlot says we might have some showers coming up later today, but still, nice, nice day. Todd, introduce our next guest along with Michael Friedman, Simple Life Hospitality, who's joining us.
Well, that's who's joining us.
That's who's joining us. Well, Michael, let me ask you something. Well, I saw somebody else walk through. I thought they were
coming. No. Okay. That's for 7 o'clock.
Okay.
Got it.
Okay. I think a lot of our listeners know Michael Friedman, who Simple Life Hospitality, who does the Airbnb and
vacation.
And we had so much fun doing shows at your places this past winter. Weren't those fun?
Oh, yeah, that's great.
Well, thank you.
I mean,
you.
Those were like beautiful homes. Those were events
yeah,
when we did those
they
at
are,
your places.
They are. And actually, we're going to talk to Todd some more and the team from Civic about probably doing some more of those this either summer for Packer training camp or even in the fall mm-hmm. when the season starts.
We would
so
love
we're
going
to work on that and get that together because I think it's you know, number one, it's supporting the community again, but you know, getting people just to be aware of your show and but also what we do. You know, it's
we
great.
Enjoyed it.
You know, the dad's always looking for something for the family to do, but when that overlaps EAA, I mean, that's a pretty good week to bring your kids up here, right? And there's things to do, and
yeah.
you know, there's also sports and I mean fishing and things, but
yeah.
Yeah, to be in a house, there's just something just better.
It is. It's not
no question.
Right.
Yeah, it's not for everyone. I mean, there's still like, you know, I just was in New York. I was telling you guys earlier for our conference, and normally I would try and stay. We don't have properties there, but I would try and stay and support our industry. But there's just certain in cities you go to and places if you're doing business travel.
Yeah.
You know, to stay in a hotel.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, houses are great. I mean,
well, my daughter, who's, I don't even know what she does for a living, but she just got back from Mexico City for a shoot there with the Olympic team and then LA. And now she has to spend the week in the Hamptons.
Oh, that's tough.
For a wine company that she promotes.
That's tough.
Yeah, that's tough. And I told her that too. She says, well, okay, I'm not good. I don't mean to sound whatever, Dad, but it's so crazy up there. It's so expensive. The hotels are beyond belief. We got a whole bunch of people from the crew renting an Airbnb.
Yeah. No, with travel in general, I mean, you know, when I used to travel for my old company, I was traveling all over the world and people are like, oh, you're in Paris. Oh, you're in Rome.
Right.
Oh, you're in London. And yeah, it was great, but I was working. Like I wasn't just hanging out.
Right, right.
You know, and, but I think when you look at vacation rentals and what's happening in our industry today, you know, it's the travel vertical that's just exploding, you know, with growth.
Did you see, and just contrary to what you do, it's the one day vacation where they just jet out for the day and come back.
Cool.
That's very popular right now. I forgot what it's called, but it, and this guy's giving you things to do, but that's not a vacation. I mean,
it's not.
You want to really get a feel for the culture and kind of that's and Airbnb allows a little that because
well,
you're living
you know,
in a home. Bring
it does, and you know, we as Americans, I'll say this, and it's the true fact. You know, when we travel and we go on vacation, we go for 7 or 8 days, maybe 10. And but think about it. You know, it's a 2 day travel to somewhere if you're
right.
going, another day coming back. You're really there 5 days, and by the time you get there and start to try and decompress, I was at a resort in Barbados. Barbados. This was several years back. And everyone there was from the UK or Ireland or somewhere in Europe. They were all there for 2 to 3 weeks.
What? Yeah.
I was there for 8 days.
Yeah.
And they're like, how do you even decompress and relax? And I think, you know, with homes, though, now with the vacation rental industry, you know, we have a lot of people, especially our Door County and Northwood properties. You know, they'll come up on a Thursday and stay till Monday, and they're still enjoying it. But, you know, they're driving 2 hours or 3 hours or 4 hours from Chicago. But having a home, having the space, having the ability to cook, you know, if you know, you're with a group of people and you want to go to your bedroom and not talk to them, you can't.
That's where it really comes in, yeah. I think, for me. I just, when you talk about the vacations, the rentals, the people who, our country does not give a lot of vacation. You'd think Americans would. We're kind of low.
I know. When you talk to somebody from like Germany, yes.
Mm-hmm. How about France? I mean, those people are all, you're here to get 6 weeks. You got to be there 40 years
well,
or something.
I mean, the month of August for most of Europe, for France, at least France, Spain, and right. Germany, we used to, my old company was a French-based company,
nice.
And they literally shut down.
They did.
Like
wow.
we did no tech work from the middle of July till the end of August because everyone was gone.
Yeah. We do a lot of things right, but that's something we could take a look at.
Oh, I think so. I mean, I think having, you know, I don't want to say unlimited, you know, most companies don't, unlimited vacation time. You know, with our company, our team is mostly remote, but we're really flexible. We just, you know, let them work from where they want. I mean, if someone wanted to go to Hawaii and work for a week, mm-hmm. cool, as long as the work gets done.
Right.
Can I come work for you?
You've asked that already.
I know.
And we have to. Well,
I always go, gosh, John, look at the time. I got to run to Door County. I got to. Right. Hey, will Lisa make us some quiche when we do a thing at your house again?
I'm sure she will. But right. Yeah, I can't speak for her.
Well,
but
I think you should.
Well, if I do, then I'm sure she'll bake you a quiche.
That was really good.
She'll make you a quiche.
Thank you, Lisa.
She'll make you a quiche.
Yeah.
Mike, one quick question. People looking to rent for Packer season.
Yeah.
For training camp season.
Yeah.
What should they do?
They should go to symbololiferentals.com. We are already booking out for Packer season. You know, when the Badger Notre Dame game was announced, we were already booking for next year on that. Yeah. And right now is a great time. I mean, you know, this July is family reunion month. It's a great time for family reunions. So all of our homes in Door County, in Northwoods that are available, simpleliferentals.com. We've got some beautiful new homes, just a brand new home that's going to come on this week in Bailey's Harbor right next to the Yacht Club, 5 bedrooms, sleep 16, brand new construction.
Jim's got that one rented out already for the month.
Yeah, Meadow Ridge and Egg Harbor. We've got a compound there of, I think, four or five beautiful condos, all luxury condos. You can rent one or multiple. So we've got some great inventory. And by the way, our friend Brian from the Heights, we manage one of his properties in Meadow Ridge. Yeah, so he's got a nice property there we manage.
Well, maybe then after the break, but I want to give a plug for those family reunions. That's work. It's work to do, but boy, are those fun.
Yeah.
And if you got cabins where you can kind of split up a little
Absolutely.
Bit. But those are great, great things to do because life goes fast.
It does.
To have a reunion, even if it's every 5 years, have something.
Yeah, it's fun.
I would like to do that, but with somebody else's family, not mine.
I like that idea.
Michael Friedman, always great having you here,
good
man.
Good seeing you guys.
Michael. Man, it's great having you here. Simple Life Hospitality, they're the best. Yep. Mind on the Mirror, back after this. When you get on my nerves like you do, well, baby, you know you love me. There ain't no secret about that. But come on over here and hug me. Baby, I'll spill a fact.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.